It's from 1 hour ago.
This time of year is the winter solstice. It's a natural season. The Christians basically stole this season from us human beings by using the hate speech of the nativity scene, which damns all of us to hell if we don't bow down before that little baby who became the dictator. What a horrible insult to what it means to be a human being.
Let's go back right now to Dan Barker. Dan, I've been promising people that they would get to hear some of the songs for the season that you offer to your followers at the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Are you okay to give us a sample of your song stylings?
Well, the Christians have sometimes had a tradition of borrowing secular melodies and putting religious words to them, like Greensleeves, for example, became What Child Is This? So we repaid the favor and took O Little Town of Bethlehem and set it to a solstice called Solstice Tribute, which recognized the sun as the actual star. O shining star of solstice time, your radiant hours are few. You turn and strike the New Year's chime. We owe our lives to you. These darkest days of winter, we miss your warming rays. But every year this hemisphere returns to brighter days. That's the first verse of that. The second verse, for peace, goodwill to all, not just to all believers, but to all human beings.
Uh-huh. Do you and Lori Ann celebrate solstice in your home?
We do. Usually it's on the actual solstice,
which is the 21st of December.
That's right. And we
So what do you do? What is it like? Do you have kids?
Yeah.
Yeah, and do your kids come down excited about solstice morning to open their solstice presents, anything like that?
Well, it's like in the evening. Yeah, we have a big family, a huge family of cousins and uncles and aunts and mostly non-believers. And, you know, we like to tap into that ancient pagan tradition as well as Christians do.
What, human sacrifice?
None of that. You know,
ancient of all pagan traditions. So.
In a modern way, you know.
Uh-huh.
In fact, sometimes we'll bring in we call it a solstice tree, which is a natural symbol. It's not a religious symbol. And we have gifts and food. And, you know, who's opposed to that? We're all human beings. We love our families and our fun and our fellowship and our music. And, I mean, that's the reason for the season. And we're happy to share it with Christians who want to call it whatever they want to. But this is a natural human holiday.
Uh-huh. And the solstice tree, do you decorate the solstice tree?
Yep. And usually we don't put an angel on top. We'll put something like, if we do it, you know, which isn't every year, but we'll put like a butterfly or a star, not the Star of Bethlehem, but symbolizing the sun. We don't worship the sun, but we do acknowledge that that's the reason for the season.
Let's go, if we can, to John in Ontario, California. You're on the MedVed Show with Dan Barker.
Dan, it's John Wright. How are you today?
Oh, hi, John.
My goodness, I turned the channel and there you are.
Well, happy solstice to you, John.
Happy to you, too. Dan, I just want to let you know that there's a lot of us still, after all these years, that think wonderful things about you. And we love you. We still care for you.
How do you know, Dan?
I used to be a minister in the church and John was, John's father was the co-pastor.
Oh, I see. I thought that John, you're not a pagan.
No, I'm not. I'm a born-again Christian.
I see. And you knew Dan, how old was Dan when he turned away from his evangelical Christian path, John?
Well, I remember he sang at my wedding in 82. And sang a song called Children of the King, which is one of my most favorite songs. I still sing it at church all the time. Dan wrote that song. And there was many, many, many times that I tried to get him to sing my wedding. And finally he agreed, and that was in 82. And I was told, I think in 84 or 85, that he had become an atheist. My parents and I still talk about Dan all the time. How wonderful him and his family were in our lives.
Dan, very, because we're running up against a break, very briefly, what happened? What was there one event or a realization that led you away from your Christian path?
I wrote a book about it. It just came out in September called Godless, How an Evangelical Preacher Became One of America's Leading Atheists. And what happened was I loved my Christian life, and I loved people like John and Bob and Myrna, you know, wonderful people. There was nothing that happened. What happened was that I learned painfully, to my regret, that Christianity is simply false. I could not continue to preach what I have learned intellectually to be a falsehood. I had to be honest enough to stand up and say, this doesn't hold water. The Christians are good people. John is a wonderful person, I know that, but the beliefs that he's basing his life on are false beliefs, and I have to say that.